1 year ago today, a gunman entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, killing 21 people, including 19 children. It was one of the worst school shootings in U.S. history.
Here in Uvalde, those 21 families are still mourning their loss. The survivors are living with trauma, and a community is still searching for answers. Among those we spoke to here is Javier Cazares. His 9-year-old daughter, Jackie Cazares, was among those killed that day. And Javier says 1 year later, he is still struggling to move on. How often do you think about that day?
Every day.
Every day.
It's nonstop. It's a nightmare I can't wake up from.
Hey, we got guys going in to get kids, okay?
1 year ago, Javier Cazares frantically waited with other parents outside Robb Elementary as gunshots rang out. Trapped inside, his 9-year-old daughter, Jackie. Who loved dancing and dogs and dreamed of one day going to Paris.
She was the light of her life. Sassy, funny, a little jerk sometimes. She just had that spark in her life where she touched people.
Jackie was one of 19 fourth graders and two teachers killed by an 18-year-old gunman with an AR-15 style rifle in one of the worst mass shootings in Texas history.
You dropped her off that day.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember the last thing you said to her?
I blew a kiss goodbye. And you didn't see. And that was the last time I saw her.
Dr. Roy Guerrero was at the hospital that day as children were brought in.
I still don't believe it. I still can't believe what I saw. These are 9, 10-year-old little kids ripped apart that they had to, you know, in some instances, smear blood on themselves to survive.
They got her in finally.
Dr. G, as he's known, is Uvalde's only pediatrician. Five of the victims were his patients. Many of the survivors still are.
By no means are any of these children back to normal. I have kids that are terrified to even step back in a classroom again. I have kids that are in full-blown PTSD, you know, having nightmares and, you know, being paranoid and seeing the killer and feeling that he's coming after them. And so, yeah, I don't think there's true healing from this, even in the long term.
In the years since the shooting, residents and media have fought for more information.
Cover them. Watch.
Like security camera and body camera footage to be released. Questions remain about why it took nearly 400 officers on the scene an astonishing 77 minutes before they confronted the gunman, even as emergency calls poured in, some from students stuck inside.
He's inside the school shooting at the kids!
Uvalde County, number one.
Days after the shooting, the head of the state's public safety department admitted waiting was a mistake.
Hey, from the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period.
An investigation by Texas lawmakers later found systemic failures. But families of those killed want answers and accountability. They've packed school board meetings, demanding officers be fired and security improved. They filed a class action lawsuit against the city, school district, and multiple law enforcement agencies. And they've pushed for gun violence reform, like raising the age to purchase a semi-automatic weapon in Texas from 18 to 21. That effort failed in the state legislature.
Why do these people who sit in power sit there and do absolutely nothing while our children are slaughtered?
Brett Cross's 10-year-old son, Uzziah Garcia, was killed that day.
I'm not a political person. All I want is justice and accountability for my son, his classmates, and teachers. That's all I want. And I don't want any other child to go through what my son did. I don't want any other parent to have a funeral for their child.
Robb Elementary is shuttered. Officials plan to demolish it. Last fall, Uvalde students returned to other classrooms, but not all of them.
Do you ever miss being in school, in a classroom?
Kind of.
9-year-old Zayon was at Robb in second grade during the shooting. Since that day, he's refused to return to a classroom and only attends virtually.
Imagine if you were a child, an 8, 9, or 10-year-old child, and you know that your friends got slaughtered to where you couldn't even identify them.
His father, Adam, raised in Uvalde, has become an activist and a leading voice for parents whose children survived that day.
You see a lot of survivor's guilt. People hold it in because they're like, well, my son survived, my daughter survived. So a lot of times they're afraid to speak out, but it hurts when you hold it in. And sometimes you just gotta say what you feel, because he was there and he's not the same child anymore.
It catches her eyes beautifully.
Every week, Javier visits Jackie's mural downtown. He's on a mission to remember and fight for change.
And it hasn't happened. And it's saddening because what more is it gonna take? I mean, our babies.
He checks on her cross at the town square memorial.
That's the same photo you have on your shirt, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that from?
From her first communion. She had her first communion on Mother's Day of last year. And that's actually what we buried her in as well.
And back home, he's kept her room exactly as she left it that day.
You haven't touched it in the last year?
No.
Why not?
Well, I mean, that's how she had it. And then she was particular about it. I mean, she had her things nice and neat. She has her, you know, shirts and shorts all folded up nice and neat. And so I didn't want to bother that. That's something that if I change, I'm going to miss.
Do you go in the room? You do?
I go in there maybe twice, 3 times a day. Of course, at night before we go to bed, I pray. Like if she was there. Sometimes just during the day, I'll just go and talk. I just walk around and just look at everything in there. And I'm sure fathers say this about their daughters all the time, but she was special.
Pain is still so fresh here for those families, but last year opened up new divides here in this community over how to move forward, not just on accountability, but also on gun violence prevention. William?